20 years ago, CBS brought us Touched by an Angel. Today, CBS brings us Angel from Hell, a new program, which, by the way, when you think of the title itself, it's an oxymoron. Angels are from heaven, demons are from hell. Joining us to discuss this on Vocal Point is Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Association. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jerry, good to be with you again.
So I understand that this program features an angel who's not so good, a guardian angel that drinks alcohol and uses crude humor and foul language even in front of children.
Yeah, that's right. Let me just say first off, Jerry, just so people understand, you nor I get our theological training from CBS.
That's true.
We never have. And we never will. So we understand that we're not going to get, we're not looking to for CBS to teach us the Bible. However, that being said, when you're dealing with issues that are from Scripture, from a Christian theological background, such as angelic beings, that's where the whole concept comes from, you certainly don't expect the characters playing the angels to be vile,
right.
And to be talking with foul language and to be anything but what we would think an angel would be, which would be a being that does good things and is not presented in a way that's a very negative caricature. So that's what we're talking about here. You're right. An angel that drinks, cusses, and is supposedly sent from God to Earth. So that's what we're talking about. That's CBS Today. As you said, that's miles away from, a million miles away from Touched by an Angel, which was 180 degrees different in terms of their presentation of angels. So there you go. That's what we're objecting to, and we've had some success already.
Huh. Okay. Success in terms of dealing with some of the advertisers.
That's right.
Such as?
CBS, over the years, we've found that it's more advantageous to go after, to try to get the attention of, the advertisers on the program rather than the network itself. The network itself, sometimes they're responsive, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, for example, but the advertisers, they want to be your friend, and they don't want to advertise on things that a lot of people find objectionable, and so that's where we put our emphasis, and Sleep Number was one company that has already they told us pretty quick. They were on the first show, and then we wrote them, and our folks got in touch with them, and they said, we're off. We're not going to be on. And so next up for us is Capital One Card. So we were asking people to contact Capital One. And if we can get two or three of these advertisers to not be on, word will get around to stay off that show, stay away from that program. It'll go off the air.
Hmm. And how many times has this even aired? I didn't even. By the way, I
once, twice this week. I think this is the second time.
Oh, okay. Because I had never even heard of it until I saw your notice about it, and I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. Because it's been a while. It seems to me that AFA has picked on a specific program to highlight.
We don't do that as much anymore as we used to, just because we deal with so many issues today, that, we were known for this kind of thing back in the
right.
70s and 80s. It's kind of what my dad got started on is, what the television was teaching. Because television, now the world's changed. We have the internet. We have a lot of different things media-wise to contend with today. But back when my dad started, it was basically the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And television was having a huge impact on our culture in terms of, you had, three or four networks,
right.
And what they were presenting night after night after night Well, yes, it was entertainment, but you know this, Jerry. You've been in this industry a long time, but it was conditioning and changing the culture, views on social issues, how we think about religion, values, those type of things. Television in those days were shaping millions of minds. You remember Archie Bunker and Norman Lear, and Norman Lear said, you know, he was using humor to change America's minds on cultural, social, moral issues, and from a very liberal perspective.
Right.
So it's definitely used to Hollywood uses this medium to shape people's thinking.
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking about Norman Lear the other day in terms of the way he has sometimes presented clergymen in some of his movies. I mean, I know even a lot of Christians like the movie Princess Bride. They like it for the story and so forth. But when they have a minister or a representative of the church, the person is a total fool. The Trinity is essentially mocked. You know, from the bishop or whatever it is that's doing the wedding or something like that. And I thought, wow, you know, when these people stand before their maker and have to give an account before their lives, can you imagine, you know, okay, here's Jesus Christ, the one who was going to judge us all, and here are these people mock him, you know, and shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. They themselves won't go in, but they prevent others from going in. It's just amazing.
Yeah, you know, that's true. And what's changed since probably the mid-70s, I guess, if I had to pinpoint a time period when our country changed, maybe a little bit before then, but it changed. People, even our media, entertainment media, news media, they at one time had respect for religion and for Christianity in particular, which is the dominant religion in America, has been traditionally, so that they did not mock it.
Right.
They didn't necessarily believe it or promote it, but certainly didn't mock it.
Right.
And you know, that's what changed in America today. And you're right. So the presentation of pastors and people presented in television shows and movies as being the Christian were now turned into being presented someone who, you know, from being in a positive light, they were turned into being people almost always presented in a negative light. And that represents an anti-Christian attitude on the part of the Hollywood entertainment elite and the producers and writers. They are extremely pro-homosexual, sex is presented now in a very, you know, it's promiscuous and it's okay. They don't like the thou shalt not that the Bible teaches, so they mock and ridicule, the teachings of the Bible on human sexuality, for example. So, you know, those are the kind of, and it's had its effect. I mean, you look over the decades, it's had its effect on our country. It's not solely responsible for the moral decline in our nation, but certainly the entertainment industry plays a large part in shaping our society, and they have had an impact.
We're talking right now with Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Association. We're talking about a new television program on CBS called Angel from Hell, which is, according to the press release from AFA, it's about a not-so-good guardian angel starring Jane Lynch. The previews alone can make believers sick to their stomachs with the content including crude humor, foul language, and distasteful dialogue. The new show airs on Thursday evenings at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. AFA.org for more information. I will continue with this press release. So it says, this program is a new comedy that focuses on a holier-than-thou character who is anything but that. The network also casts children in scenes that are extremely inappropriate, such as the angel using foul language in front of them and then joking that she never promised to be G-rated. Almost every scene included the angel drinking alcohol from a flask, even on Sunday and once at a bar. Not to mention the angel rides on a wrecking ball while busting up a concrete angel statue. Anything you want to
add? A little different than Michael Landon's character, huh?
Different than what character?
Michael Landon.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, was it Highway to Heaven?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Remember that show? Where he was an angel, he went around doing a lot of good things. Michael Landon, I think that was post Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
You know, Michael Landon. He
something
was very,
like that.
That was a very popular show, though, back in the 80s, I think.
Well, you know, it's funny. You wonder, if you had to predict, how will this Angel from Hell show do? If you had to predict, wouldn't it be safe to say it probably will just die a quick and quiet
yeah.
death? 'Cause most of them... Most of the Christian bashing programs on TV seem to just die. I guess, by the way, most new programs die, period, anyway. Lately, it seems like whatever they're coming up with is not working.
I think it will. I think it will.
Die.
You know,
die is what you mean. You think it
yeah,
will?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think it'll die. But now, we would like to hasten its death.
Okay.
You know, and if we keep getting advertisers to say they're not going to be on there, I think it will. You know, let me just say this: as I said earlier in the program, this is just one thing that we do here at AFA.
Mm-hmm.
We do lots of things. So we have, you know, our efforts here, and we're doing other things to promote the kingdom, to stand for righteousness. We're involved in politics and keep making Christians aware of what's going on in our government, as you guys do. So it just, we try to take a comprehensive biblical worldview approach to what's going on in our country, and I just didn't want people to think, well, you know, this is what all you're doing while the world's going to hell.
No,
you know,
no.
Just focusing on one television program, and but television does have a big impact. And we the bottom line is we would like to see the anti-Christian bashing stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a noble effort, because once you characterize a certain group of people in the minds of a majority of others, it has its impact on how, the way people think about Christianity. And laws that are written, and people, you know, we want less hostility toward religion and Christianity in particular, and not more. And so, anything we can do to fight back against that, we do.
Mm-hmm. AFA.net for more information. You know, it's so interesting too, because the double standard here is just amazing. I mean, could you imagine if, let's say, Hollywood producers would take a Muslim target, or they would have, you know, some Muslim person doing something. I mean, they don't even make many movies lately about Muslim terrorists, although that's the vast majority of the terrorists in the world. And so this is, you know, the double standard is just incredible. They would never even think of doing this with Jewish, nor should they. You know, or to denigrate the Hindus, but they'll take it with Christian targets a lot. In other words, they'll target Christians.
You know, that's interesting you should say that, because I read an article about 2 years ago, an interview with the BBC, the head of the BBC in London. And they were asking, a reporter was asking him, it was a story about the BBC, and the reporter was doing a story on their treatment of Islam. And the question was, why do you treat Islam different than Christianity? You're not as critical.
Well, we like to keep our heads attached to the rest of our bodies. Other than that, you know,
bingo.
Not, just kidding.
Bingo. But he put it a little bit differently. He said, well, Christianity has broad shoulders, and Islam doesn't. And what he was saying was Christians can take it, so we'll let them have it.
Wow.
But Muslims can't. They're too sensitive, so we can't be critical of them. Well, that's complete and utter double standard, which you just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's PC in the world today. The media and others will go after Christianity and Christians, but they will not have the same approach toward Islam.
Hmm. And nor should they, in that sense, in terms of
right.
respect. As Jesus
no,
said.
Don't wanna,
do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that
exactly.
If we all followed that, what a better world it would be.
Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't have done those cartoons of Muhammad.
Just out of respect. Right. Yeah, we want to reach Muslims for Christ. We don't want to alienate them. Exactly.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Exactly.
I feel the same way you do on that.
Tim, we're out of time. But thank you so much. And again, the top story here is that you can read more information at afa.net on this new CBS program called Angel from Hell. And there is a boycott being organized by AFA because of the bad content there. Tim Wildman, president of AFA, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you very much.
God bless you now.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.